Matt Bevin is back with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Racism is in the news in America this morning, which is often the case. Last month, Republican Congressman Steve King, who has a long history of making remarks that seem quite racist, was quoted in the New York Times saying, "When the term white nationalist and white asking, when did the term white nationalist and white supremacist become offensive? When did they become something you couldn't claim to be?" is basically what he was saying. The national press leapt on this, calling these comments overtly racist. Soon afterwards, Steve King sought to clarify his remarks in the House chamber.
"Today, the New York Times is suggesting that I'm an advocate for white nationalism and white supremacy. I reject those labels and the evil ideology that they define. Further, I condemn anyone that supports this evil and bigoted ideology, which saw in its ultimate expression the systematic murder of 6 million innocent Jewish lives. Under any fair political definition, I am simply an American nationalist."
It wasn't enough, though. Calls continued for the Republican Party to do something about this, as it isn't the first time Steve King has made remarks like this.
"Where are these contributions that have been made by these other categories of people that you're talking about? Where did any other subgroup of people contribute more to civilization?
Than white people?
Than Western civilization itself."
Steve King. The leader of the Republicans in the House, Kevin McCarthy, decided the time had come to punish Steve King.
"That language has no place in America. That is not the America I know, and it's most definitely not the party of Lincoln."
"Should he be punished
I have a scheduled meeting with him on Monday, and I will tell you this. I've watched on the other side that they do not take action when their members say something like this. Action will be taken. I'm having a serious conversation with Congressman Steve King on his future and role in this Republican Party."
Steve King was stripped of all his committee assignments, essentially meaning that he doesn't have much to do except advocate for his local district in Iowa. He's lost a lot of his power to shape national affairs. Kevin McCarthy was congratulated at the time for his response. This month, though, things are a bit different. Last year's midterm elections saw two Muslim women elected to Congress for the first time, Democrats Ilhan Omar of Minnesota and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. These two new Congresswomen have joined dozens of Liberal Democrats in the House in being critical of the policies of the Israeli government and have supported something called the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions Movement, which aims to apply economic pressure on Israel to change its policies towards its Arab population. Traditionally, support for the Israeli government has been a bipartisan position in American politics, but now this is sort of complicating things to a certain extent, and Senate Democrats have vocally opposed the idea of a boycott.
"Every single Democrat in the Senate opposes the effort to boycott."
And now Kevin McCarthy has been calling the idea of the boycott and opposing Israel anti-Semitic. This has been compounded by the fact that Congresswoman Omar said in a tweet in 2012 that Israel has hypnotized the world and referred to the evil doings of Israel. She acknowledged last month during an interview on The Daily Show that some people may have found these comments offensive and apologized.
"I was going to say, with that tweet, what I finally realized is the realization that I hope that people come to when we're having a conversation about white privilege.
Right.
You know, people would be like, I grew up in a poor neighborhood. I can't be privileged.
Right.
Can you stop saying that? I haven't benefited from my whiteness."
Uh-huh.
And it's like, no, we're talking about systematic, right?
Right, right, right.
And so for me, that happened for me. I was like, I do not call me that. That's not what I was doing.
Right.
And it was like, oh, I see what you're saying now. And so I had to take a deep breath and understand where people were coming from and what point they were trying to make.
Nevertheless, Kevin McCarthy has called the stance of the Congresswoman akin to Steve King's, saying that Democrats need to take a stand on this issue the way that he took a stand on Steve King's racism. Journalist Glenn Greenwald responded to this by saying on Twitter that he thought it was, quote, "stunning how much time US political leaders spend defending a foreign nation, even if it means attacking free speech rights of Americans." Congresswoman Omar retweeted this, adding the comment that it's all about the Benjamins, baby, which I didn't get originally, but it is a reference to this song from Puff Daddy in 1997. "It's all about the Benjamins, what? I get a 50-pound bag of oomph for the mutts. She's saying that it's all about the Benjamin Franklins, the money. Benjamin Franklin is on the $100 bill. She is saying that the Israel lobby is buying support from congresspeople for the politics of the Israeli government. The White House responded to this.
This congresswoman from Minnesota, again, having anti-Semitic sewage spilling from her mouth overnight.
She was defended originally by some Democrats, but then the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and the entire Democratic leadership issued a statement this morning saying anti-Semitism must be called out, confronted and condemned whenever it is encountered without exception. We are and will always be strong supporters of Israel in Congress because we understand that our support is based on shared values and strategic interests. Legitimate criticism of Israel's policies is protected by the values of free speech and democratic debate in the United States and Israel. But Congresswoman Omar's use of anti-Semitic tropes and prejudicial accusations about Israel's supporters is deeply offensive. We condemn these remarks and we call upon Congresswoman Omar to immediately apologise for these hurtful comments. As Democrats and as Americans, the entire Congress must be fully engaged in denouncing and rejecting all forms of hatred, racism, prejudice and discrimination wherever they are encountered. So the Democratic leadership has turned on Congresswoman Omar, Fran, and it's up to her now to respond to this. But you know, when the leadership of your party condemns you for using anti-Semitic tropes, the apology has to be pretty powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.